For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The most important thing is to make sure that everybody in this fire knows, everybody in the fire zone knows that the whole state is with them.
The governor of Colorado offering some comforting words to thousands of people affected by wildfires burning across the state. Governor John Hickenlooper spent much of Friday touring two wildfire command centers, one in Spring Creek and the other in Lake Christine. The Spring Creek fire, which is now the third largest in the state's history, has grown to more than 100,000 acres and forced more than 2,000 people out of their homes. Wildfires that have destroyed dozens of buildings and caused at least one death continue to ravage California as well. In San Diego County, a handful of fires prompted evacuation orders for more than 1,000 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
After the death of a rescue diver, there will be no immediate attempt at an underwater evacuation of a cave in Thailand. A dozen boys and their soccer coach have been trapped there for more than 2 weeks. The caves are flooded and more rain is expected.
What they are going to do is continue to pump water out of the cave before those rains start, try to get the water level down to the point where if they do have to rescue the boys, most of their journey out of the cave would be with their heads above water. What they're trying to avoid is a situation where they have to put dive masks on their face and actually have them dive underwater for a long period of time to escape the cave. That is something that trained Navy SEALs do, and a trained former Navy SEAL died doing it here yesterday.
Also in Thailand, off the coast, a search effort is underway for 23 people that are still missing from a tour boat wreck that took at least 33 lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of migrants crossing the southern U.S. border was down again in June, but there's disagreement on why. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The new data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency shows that 18% fewer migrants tried to cross the U.S. southern border in June. Also, apprehensions were down for the whole fiscal year that ended on June 30th. The Trump administration, quick to claim that its zero-tolerance policy is what was keeping migrants from illegally entering the country, but a lot of experts are saying the captures along the southwest border have been historically low now for at least the past 5 years and are more tied to economic trends than they are to U.S. policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Once again, it looks like the economy is doing well. The new job numbers are out, and new economic data points to a pretty picture of how the U.S. economy is faring under the Trump administration. John Clemens reports.
After dropping to an 18-year low of 3.8% in May, the jobless rate rose to 4% last month. The 213,000 new jobs surpassed expectations by analysts that had predicted about 190,000 new jobs. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job growth occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing and healthcare, while retail trade lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.